File test 1. Listening 2.
I'm delighted to say that today in the studio with us we have Graham Rushton, who's going to talk to us about his experience of being interviewed, and I'm sure he'll have some great tips to share with you. Welcome, Graham, and thanks so much for joining us.
Hi. Well, thanks for inviting me.
Now, there were a lot of strong candidates, and the four who got a second interview all said that they found the interview especially challenging. What was the hardest thing about the interview for you?
I'd done a lot of preparation. You have to, really. So I was very confident that I knew what I was talking about. And I had quite a few examples ready, too, of things I've achieved, because I knew they'd ask for that. Keeping my answers short and to the point was difficult at times, because, generally speaking, I have a lot to say.
Well, you got the job, and that's all that matters. There were five people interviewing you. Did that make you nervous?
Yes, definitely. In the past, I've had interviews where there have been two or even three people on the other side of the desk, but never five. So that was a bit scary. One thing I can say for sure is that nobody smiled very much. But I know that they were just doing their job, really. And after all, with so many huge companies between them, I suppose they know what they're doing when it comes to business.
Now, were there any questions that you couldn't answer during the interview?
Not really, no. As I said, I'd done my homework and I pretty much guessed what type of things they'd ask. There were a couple of places where I could have done better, but overall I was pleased with the answers I gave.
OK. So how did you think it had gone when it was all over?
You know, the funny thing is that even though I believed in myself, I knew that the other applicants were both clever and experienced, perhaps more so than me. I knew that I could do the job and that I had most of the qualifications needed, but I couldn't help thinking that they'd go for someone who'd had a different type of education.
Hmm. Finally, if you could offer one piece of advice to anyone out there going for a job interview soon, what would it be?
Only one thing. Well, it's obviously important to look the part, you know, be neat and tidy. And of course, being late is never recommended. But I'd say the main thing to remember, though, is to be yourself on the day. Interviewers can tell if you're acting, and that just won't work. And make sure you read as much as you can about the company before you go.
Right. Well, thanks for coming in today, Graham, and I hope you'll be very happy in your new role.
Thanks very much.